guys, it's Carrie with a really special drunk portion of our podcast with Chris and our special guest, Kelly Addis. So please enjoy because we jump right in. Where the wind blows.
Here he comes, he called my eye. And we made
remember when we went? Was Augusta and Costner.
We went all the way to Augusta.
It's our first date.
It was our first
Pasta Bowl.
Date. We went for her 30th birthday.
Yes.
And this was like when we were in our 20s.
Well, actually, no. Let's go back a little bit. This is how, because I think our listeners would like to know.
Oh, yeah. How we met.
This is how me and Carrie met. We both worked at the same horrible place. Awful.
But at the end of the day, Chris, I've had so many shitty jobs after that place. It was the best place I've
ever
had.
It's not so bad.
It's not so bad.
Yeah, it was fine. Denise wasn't so bad. She was alright, actually.
Denise was cray-cray.
She's cray-cray. But she wasn't as bad as the mauled.
Mauled!
But I think the first time we ever interacted, we were in a supply closet that was inside a bathroom.
Yeah, they put their supplies inside these tiny little bathrooms.
Yeah.
That the public could use.
Yep.
And I had to count the supplies.
And just to clarify, when we say public, we mean that this was a company that rented apartments to crackheads.
I live in one of the apartments right now.
The crackheads don't live here.
But anyways.
Anyways. But we were in a bathroom, which in and of itself is weird and strange. But
I hate it.
We were in the closet of a bathroom.
Yeah.
Which is a strange place to be with somebody. Anyways.
Yeah.
And we were counting supplies together.
Because I was showing them how to do inventory.
Yes. And we just started talking.
Uh-huh.
And I think it just sort of worked.
Yeah.
Well, I know for me, I thought, she's really funny.
Oh, thank you.
She's really funny, and I hope that I get to sit next to her. Or I hope I get to, like, my job involves talking to her.
God, I wasted so many hours up at your desk.
Oh, it was the best. It was the best.
Until I got in trouble for it.
I didn't get to see as much of her as I would have liked to because she called out sick so much because she had Crohn's. She had Crohn's disease, which was undiagnosed at the time.
I can't believe I was employed for that long at that place.
You called out so many times.
Well, first of all, okay, Kelly, remember when I was in Tony and Tina's and we would go out drinking all the time?
Yep.
The first like week that I got Tony and Tina's, I got hired at that place, and my first day was after the first day we went drinking.
Oh, no.
And so my second day I didn't show up to work because I was passed out. And they thought that David Schwartz, this gay asshole who yelled at everyone, scared me off.
Who's dead?
But then he died?
Dude, he's dead.
He died?
He's dead.
No, wait. He died?
Gary, he's dead.
How did he die?
How did you not know about this?
How did he die?
I don't know. He was, like, found in his apartment.
No!
He's dead.
He's dead?
David Schwartz is dead.
How did he die?
He was 2 years ago. Probably, like, an overdose.
No!
Oh, my God. He's dead.
Thank the Lord. He was the worst human being in the whole entire world.
I love that this is happening on a podcast.
Oh,
this is like a legitimate response.
I always said karma was gonna get that asshole. He was horrible. He was so mean. He was the worst. I was like, I literally called my mom up and I was like, the first gay I've ever met hates me.
He's dead.
Oh my God, I feel bad now.
He was found in his apartment.
He just said that.
Okay. All that anyone knows for sure is that after he left Cass, he kept trying to...
He did not leave Cass. He got fired.
Well, after he got fired from Cass, he kept trying to start his own company, or he kept trying to get hired at others.
Yeah.
I think he got hired at one, like, part-time.
Oh, wow.
But he kept up his lifestyle.
Oh, God.
And he was found. And all I know is that, I don't know anything officially, but all I know from what it sounds like is that it was like a drug thing.
What?
Like, he didn't kill himself or anything, but he was found dead.
He was the meanest person in the whole entire world.
I love that this happened right now. This is, like, perfect.
Wow.
How did he get fired?
He was an asshole, and he was just lazy.
Nobody liked him, because the company was in charge of a lot of different properties, and he was in charge of the condominium side, except
like the manager
nobody, none of the people who owned the condos that paid us to, like, service
liked
them,
him.
Nobody liked him. They were all like, we're leaving.
And the buildings he managed, they were all, like, ending their contracts with the company.
On that note, do you have a pen?
Well, yeah, I can get you one. And anyways, he, like, would fall asleep in his office that he redecorated.
Like, on Gary Cass's dime.
On Gary Cass's dime. We shouldn't be saying these names. On the owner's dime. And, like, he would fall asleep in the office, and we could hear him snore.
Yeah, you could hear him snoring.
And he would yell at people. And when I got promoted to a bookkeeper, I was originally going to have his accounts. And he goes, I don't want her.
And he would hire people who had no experience because they were gay and he wanted to fuck them.
Yes. Nathan. We won't talk about that on there.
I'll talk about it.
I've got some stories.
Did you ever see that movie Horrible Bosses? That sounds like...
That wasn't my worst boss. Was... Oh! Oh! I have to tell you guys about... Okay, so my last job that I had before I went to school was the worst job ever.
That was horrible. You hated that.
My boss would fart in my face and yell at me and call me stupid. And I got demoted to receptionist. But then promoted to office manager, but I couldn't do anything. And then I got yelled at by the owner of the company, who was a year older than me, saying I was too Midwestern, and I make people want to slit their wrists.
That's horrible.
Yada, yada, yada. They called me up last month. And they called me up, and they go, we want you to write some of these really funny videos for us. I was like, oh, shit. And I thought about it. I was like, I'm not going to do it. And when I went to school for advertising, I was like, I felt in my bones. Like, they're going to call me up and ask me to do shit like
this. You knew.
I knew. And I was like, I'm going to say, fuck you. No. And they called me up. And I was at first was like, well, maybe it would be really good for my portfolio. So I said, yeah, I'll take a meeting with you. And then at first I was going to go back to the office, and I had panic attacks that I was going to go back to this office because I would have to see my old boss up front in my face.
You had panic attacks?
It took me 3 months to get over the work nightmares.
They must have really done a number on you.
Chris, it was the worst place I've worked in, and I've worked in call centers.
I know.
It was the worst. I cried every day I would go to work.
Oh, my God.
I would call my mom up on my walk to work, and I'd be like, I can't do this, Carol. Carol, I cannot do this. It was, my 30th birthday, I bawled like a baby because I had to go back to work. But anyways, so they called me up, and then I talked to the owner, and he's like, we want you to do this. I thought they wanted me to help brainstorm. I love brainstorming. But they already had a concept, which was shitty. And they just wanted me, and he made sure to tell me that I wasn't in charge.
Nice.
And I wasn't their first choice.
Oh, that's...
And I went, okay. And you know, I would love to work with the people that I worked with. Like, I liked them. But I didn't like my boss, the first boss I had. And I didn't like the owners of the company.
Right.
And a week later, I was like, I'm not doing this. I can't do this. Because they always thought I was stupid and dumb, so why are they going to like anything that I write?
Did you let anyone know that you were dumb, or you just...
I emailed the girl, and I was like, I have school, and school
Good.
Comes first.
Good.
And she was like, well, do you know anyone? And I deleted the email.
And just to clarify, this is a failing company.
Well, they're somehow doing well, but they're... The three owners are fucking rich. They're the same age as us. They're all the same age as us. And they're loaded with money. And they're spoiled.
As long as you're not there, you're done.
And I started to have work nightmares again.
Ah! You should have just been like, eat my shit.
But I won.
Oh, you totally won.
I won.
Because you're gone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You won.
Oh, I won.
Kelly, have you ever worked in an office? Like, as administrative?
Yes, I was the office manager for Teamworks Media.
In Chicago.
In Chicago?
Yeah.
Yep.
Did you have to tell people when they were doing a bad job?
No.
Oh, thank God.
Never had to do that.
What did you have to do?
It was mainly receptionist work mixed with, some errands and personal things done. But we were a sports marketing and video production firm. So they did a lot of stuff with ESPN and
did you ever get feedback on your performance, or was it just like free for all?
It would be very rare. You know, like there would be maybe once every 3 months I would get like, yeah, you're doing a good job. I really like what you're doing. And then later on when it started sucking the soul out of me.
Yep.
Started not caring. Then it was like a constant every day, like, why do you have it organized like this? Why is this like this? You need to come in at 9.
How dare they? How dare they suggest you be there at 9? What kind of animals?
You know, there was one time I left my boss a drunken voicemail.
Oh, that's fun.
Oh, yeah, I did that at CAF all the time. With Denise. Oh, God.
Denise.
Oh, my God. And I was usually with this girl right here. I can't come in. Today. Yeah.
All right. So I believe now we've reached a very special part of the program. This is the first time we've ever done this.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm excited.
It's the latest sensation. It's sweeping the nation.
Yeah.
It's a game.
Yeah.
It's a game that is exclusively heard only on CarrieBain.com on her podcast.
On our podcast.
On our podcast, as of yet unnamed. I think it's going to be called I Hate Everybody.
Yes.
But we're working on it. But the game is called Bitch, You Don't Know My Life.
Bitch, I don't know your life.
We were lucky enough. Fortunate enough, Kelly Addis is very busy.
Well, yeah, she looks really busy right now.
That's no joke.
She looks tired. She looks like she wants to go to bed.
She's in a hit off-Broadway show. It's opening up in Florida. It's called Nonsense.
Nonsense.
Kelly, can you tell us where it's opening at? Where exactly in Gainesville can we see you?
High Springs Community Theater.
Where is this located?
This is located in High Springs, Florida.
From when to when?
From June 14th through July 7th.
My God, can we buy our tickets now or do we have to wait?
I actually don't know that information.
God bless you, Kelly. Find out.
We can put it on the website.
Okay, find out and put it and let us know. We'll put it on the website. So yes, Kelly is going to be... Kelly, is this your first time performing on stage in Florida?
No.
Okay.
No. I've been doing tons of stuff.
Wonderful. But if you are a fan of Kelly or of Nonsense or of any kind of shenanigans on stage, my God, go see Kelly Nonsense.
I will say Kelly is a beautiful singer.
Kelly's beautiful in general. Comment, Kelly's beautiful?
You know, my dream would be to hear you and Naomi sing a show together.
Oh. My dream is to see Kelly and Naomi do Night Mother. But just for one night. Just for one night, but at the end you hear two gunshots. That's my dream. It's my dream.
That's great.
But we're not here to talk about my dreams. Fantasy.
She just directed.
I'll get in it. I'll get my gloves on. I'm ready. I've got my briefcase and my yellow jacket. I'm ready.
Advertise the shit out of it.
But we are here to play a game again. It's a game exclusively heard on CarrieBain.com on the podcast. This is a game.
Music, man.
It's, but you know what? Actually, it's not a game. This is a relationship.
Oh God.
This is a way to figure out, am I making the right choices with the person that's in front of me?
That's what I think all my life.
Who's in front of you?
Kelly Addis.
Kelly, who's in front of you?
CarrieBain.
And I think right now we're going to figure out if you guys made the right choice. I don't think you did. But we're going to find out. And I think right now.
I'd like to say that our friendship stands the test of time because how long have you been in Florida, my friend?
This has been 3 years now. Four
and
years.
I still stay in contact.
Then you may prove me wrong.
Yeah, I probably won't.
We're going to ask y'all some questions. Is it okay if we ask you some questions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this evening, we are going to start with Kelly.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Carrie, I'm going to recite a question. A question that I asked Kelly earlier.
Yeah.
And I want you to tell me what you think she answered.
Oh, God, Chris.
Here's the first question.
Okay.
Kelly, are threesomes awkward? What did she say?
What? She said no, but maybe. Yes?
You know what? I believe you are going to get a point on that. Kelly, would you like to give your answer, please?
The answer was, it depends on how drunk you are.
Thank you. Thank you, Kelly. Thank you. And Carrie gets a point. And now, just a quick follow-up. I just want to follow up. Kelly.
Yes.
I don't want to get into particulars. I don't want to name names. You said, it depends on how drunk you are. Does that mean that the more drunk you are, the less awkward it is? Or the more awkward it is?
Less.
It is less awkward.
Yeah.
So then it's just awkward the day after when you're sober.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, having the walk of shame 10 feet behind the two people that you just...
Okay.
Yes, that's awkward.
Yeah.
Were you walking to a cab or a bus?
I was walking to a cab. They were walking to a restaurant or something.
Because they wanted to talk about it more.
Oh, God, I love it.
They had more to say, but you were done. You were like, I'm done. I'm getting in a cab. I'm done.
Oh, God.
That's wonderful. All right.
I'm sorry. I should have said that out loud.
This is bitch. You don't know
bitch,
my life.
You don't know my life.
Bitch, I don't know your life.
So, Carrie.
Oh, God.
You were asked earlier, what are you doing on a typical Tuesday night?
Uh-huh. I was.
Kelly?
Sitting in my apartment watching Felicity on Netflix.
She's so close.
You know, I'm going to give you a point for that, actually.
Yeah.
You know, that's not that bad.
Oh my God.
This is what Carrie said. Tuesday night, right now, I am in class listening to male copywriters jerk off in front of each other because all they write about is their junk. Normally, I'd be busy sitting on my couch eating pork chops and hanging with my dog.
Yeah, that's...
I'm giving Kelly a point.
She needs a point.
I think that was...
That's very true.
The spirit was there.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I'm
Carrie, Carrie, would you like to elaborate on copywriters jerking off in front of each other?
Oh, I'd love to.
I like that you opened your legs when
I
you said that.
I opened my legs as I said that. I am one of the oldest people in my class. I'm also the only female copywriter in my class. And they're all 25.
Okay.
And they write about their penis because they think it's funny.
Yes.
And I'm sick of it.
Okay.
I'm sick of it.
You do realize that men think their penises are funny until they're dead.
Oh, yeah.
This is never going to change.
No. I know this.
As a matter of fact, when they don't think it's so much, like, funny, in your 40s to early 50s, there's going to be a point where men will do things with their penis, and they're going to look up and be like, did I do a good job?
But here's the thing. When I talk about my tilted uterus, why is that wrong? You know what I mean?
It's not wrong, Carrie.
It's not. Oh, good answer.
Thank you, Kelly. That's why you're my friend. Why can't I talk about my tilted uterus?
It's not wrong, but nobody wants to hear about it unless you can get it into a movie
that has
Sally Field in it.
Here is another thing I will talk about. The boys had to do Kotex panty liners, and when they showed their written work, it was shit. So I'm open. I will tell you when I have my period. They know when I'm on my cycle. Because my gay friend Brian lets them know.
He has a calendar.
Because they're like, why are you so cranky? And she goes, oh, Aunt Flo is visiting her today. And I'm like, please, someday I would like to make out with some of you. But anyways, they did Kotex panty liners, and they were totally off topic. And I thought I would try to help them by being open and honest. And one person said I was too open. And I go, did I tell you how much I bleed? No, I do not think I did.
If I didn't tell you how much blood was secreting from my vagina, I have not told you too much. How dare you, sir?
How dare you? Ugh.
So far, we're one for one.
All right, cool.
It's a tie. Again, the game is called Bitch, You Don't Know My Life.
Bitch!
It's the latest sensation sweeping the nation. It's only heard on CarrieBain.com on the podcast.
On the podcast.
We Hate Everybody. The name is pending.
To be determined.
And then the next question is for Kelly. The question we asked Kelly was, hey, Kelly.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, Kelly Addis.
Kelly Addis.
Hey there, you.
Hiya. You probably can't drink, huh?
Nope.
Yeah. That's so sad.
We said, hey, Kelly, who's your favorite Disney prince? Carrie Bain. What was her answer?
Oh, shit.
Keep pouring that wine, lady.
We're out,
and
but
figure it out.
I have beer.
Okay, we're good.
I have really good beer.
Oh, I'm excited.
Because I went to Benny's.
Can we get to the game?
Yeah, sorry. Oh. Who is your favorite prince? I would have to say the prince from Little Mermaid.
Oh, and we are done. You are wrong. You are
Kelly, so wrong. No,
then
let me, can I get a second guess?
Oh, no, we don't do second guesses here.
You're so mean to me.
Maybe if you weren't so busy pouring your goddamn wine because you're an alcoholic, maybe you would have figured out the answer. Kelly, could you do us the honor of telling us who and why is your favorite Disney prince?
Aladdin.
That was my second guess.
No, you don't. You can't.
Yes.
You can't
no.
confirm that.
Can I get a point?
No, Kelly.
Can I get...
Kelly, why is Aladdin your favorite Disney prince?
Why not? Because it's the voice of Steve from Family House.
Yes,
Family
it is. I love that you know
house.
That.
Full House, man.
Can I get a half a point?
I'll do a half.
She was close. Like, she was like...
Actually, Kelly, can we do a half for Carrie?
Like, it was Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast, and then Aladdin.
Yeah.
Well, then why did you say Aladdin?
No. I meant, like, the... In chronological order.
Okay.
When they came out. So she's like two movies behind.
Okay. Can we give her a half point?
We can give her a half point.
Thank you.
We're giving you a half.
That's our generation right there. Aladdin, Little Mermaid, and Beauty and the Beast.
Yep.
Kelly, why is Aladdin your favorite Disney prince?
Well, you know, I was thinking it over and...
Because I know you don't like the blacks, so I was surprised.
That's not black, it's dark skin.
He's Indian.
Same thing.
Tan. Oh, Indians are fucking good looking, but they're so mean to women. Anyways.
Yeah. But I liked how smart he was.
He worked the system. He knew how to work the system.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if you know, like if you think about like any of the other like old school princes, like Prince Charming or Prince Philip.
Oh, they were such pussies.
Yeah, like all they did was just wait for the girl to get there. Oh, I found a dead girl in a casket. I better go kill her.
Snow White.
I found a shoe. Does it fit you? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I love you. Yeah.
Oh, Kelly, that's a good answer. I love that answer. I love it because you're basically saying, I love a guy, but I wanted to work for it.
Exactly.
What you're saying is that I love a big dick, but where are your oral skills? What can you do with your tongue? Yeah, to work for it. You have to work for it.
I don't know how you respond to that.
You have to work for it. You just do.
In a roundabout way, yes.
Uh-huh.
All right, so the next question was for Carrie.
It's for me?
It was a question for you.
But is it directed towards Kelly?
It's a question that you answered.
Oh, so it's...
For Kelly.
It's for Kelly. Okay, I get confused.
So, Kelly, this is a question we asked Carrie. Is it ever okay to not wear a bra at work? What did Carrie say?
It depends on the occasion.
Carrie, what did you say?
I said no. If you have boobs like me and Kelly, it's never okay not to wear a bra.
To be specific, not to wear a bra is not an option for ladies like me and Kelly. And I believe that what we've come to is a misunderstanding of the two of you. Because you said me and Kelly, and she said something different, so I think you guys feel very differently about bras.
Kelly has boobs.
I know, and that's...
Yeah, I do. I go to sleep in bras.
I don't sleep in bras,
I have to, because they, just go all over the place. They choke me, they go in the armpits, they go everywhere.
Kelly has bigger boobs than me.
But you said there are occasions where you don't wear them to work.
Well, Mardi Gras,
Mardi Gras? Kelly, what work celebrates Mardi Gras?
I can't believe you just said that. That's great. Mardi Gras. It's Mardi Gras, boss.
Halloween, and you're wearing a
shirt.
Yeah.
I wear a sports bra when I walk squeak, but when I rode my fucking bike all sweaty to Benny's, I fucking put on a bra.
Kelly, we can't give you that one. I'm sorry.
Can you give her a point two?
No, I can't.
I tried.
That was just a clear miss.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
The next question is a question we asked Kelly earlier. It's a very simple question.
Uh-huh.
It shouldn't take you too much time to answer it. And if it does, you're disqualified immediately.
Oh.
We asked Kelly, Meryl Streep or Diane Keaton?
Meryl Streep.
Oh, the Lambo!
Duh.
Gary Bain gets a point.
Duh.
Now that we have Kelly here live in studio, Kelly, would you like to elaborate? Because who doesn't love Diane Keaton with the hats and the vests and the ties?
Yeah, but
no.
You know what? Meryl has shown me so many different characters.
Yes.
Diane Keaton plays the same thing over and over and over again.
Yes.
Very mousy.
Yep.
I'm gonna stutter. This is funny.
Me and Kelly are theater majors.
Yeah.
Well, Diane Keaton is my godmother, so I'm deducting a point. So.
You can't deduct a point.
I'm learning the game.
Yeah,
so.
Whatever.
That's a good answer. That's a good answer. I actually got really upset because. I'm sorry, but whenever, I don't care what I'm doing or what's happening, if the Bridges of Madison County is on, I'm going to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to watch it. It's just going to happen.
She's so, I hated fucking Mamma Mia, but I still love Meryl Streep.
She's the best.
I'll
watch her taking a dump. I don't care. She's fantastic. And Eric was all like, I can't believe you're watching this movie again.
I'm sorry, I saw Diane Keaton in this horrible show that I watched because it involved a dog and Christopher Klein, and it was shit. Kelly, is that a cat behind you?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
What's his name?
Harvey.
How old is Harvey?
Harvey is 7 months old.
Oh, he's a baby.
Is that your new one?
That's my new one.
So how many do you have now?
Just the one.
But I thought you had two.
I did have two, and I had to give them up because...
Oh, I'm sorry for bringing that up.
Yeah, it's okay.
Because you moved.
Yeah, and my dad didn't want them in the house, so...
Oh, well, welcome, Harvey.
Yeah.
Harvey's good.
Yeah.
Oh, he's adorable.
Oh, he is cute. I like small cats.
I love his little nose. He's got a little nose.
Kaliadis used to have two cats. Uh-huh. And she used to live with this boy named Greg.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, Greg.
And Greg would... I've never met Greg sober. And Greg was friends with this John guy who had a weird relationship with.
Yes.
So me and John would go over to Kelly and Greg's house, and we were both allergic to cats.
Right.
And we would die, but we were so fucking drunk, and we would just play video games, and then Greg would try to get me into the bedroom with him, and he had really dirty fingernails.
Oh, gross!
And I would be like, no, Greg, I can't. Greg, last time I heard, which was a long time ago, got stabbed.
What?
And he didn't even know it.
What?
He woke up in a pool of his own blood.
Okay.
And Kelly has walked in on him pleasuring himself.
Okay.
I remember
trying
that.
To get to the bathroom. We only had one bathroom.
Yeah.
And we were both drunk, because that's usually
what we did.
It's what happens. What happens?
Trying to get to the bathroom and he's just like, okay.
It happens.
Hang on. And there was a lot of heavy breathing and like, then I think he passed out in front of the door or something because I waited there a long time.
I've never met him sober.
What video games would you play?
It was mainly Guitar Hero, bro.
Yeah.
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 And Katamari Damacy.
Yeah. That was when you lived on Lawrence and I lived on Wilson.
Yeah.
So somebody would try to pull you into a bedroom to do sex stuff and somebody else was like, no, leave her here so we can play video games.
Well, that was when I was at John's place. Greg was over there and I would try to go home and Greg was like, I'm going to go home with her. And John was like, I don't think you are.
So John, wanted to save your vagina.
Right. But he wouldn't admit that he liked the vagina if he was sober.
But he was saving it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And I was depressed at the same time. I was going through my quarter life.
Quarter life crisis.
All right. So we have a question for Carrie. Well, a question that Carrie answered.
So a question for Kelly. I'm so confused.
A question for Kelly.
Okay.
That Carrie answered.
Oh, God.
We asked Carrie earlier today, is under the blouse action okay on a first date? Kelly.
Yes.
What did she say?
Oh, yes.
That is an absolute point for Kelly. Carrie. What did you say?
I said, at this point in my life, any action is great.
Thank you. It's fantastic. It's a good answer.
Thank you.
That's just a good answer.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Please touch it. The Spiro would never touch it.
Oh,
and
the kitten to the Spiro.
So hard. He has a girlfriend now. I saw a picture of her, whatever. It's
Are you still friends?
No.
How'd you see a picture?
I stopped.
Oh,
I got really bored one night.
Why did you do that?
Anyway, she's a boring looking blonde. Whatever. It's fine.
I saved you from him.
Oh, you did. I will never. I mean, Kelly is. I mean, thank God, Kelly. Period. Seriously. Because where was that going? Because I tried so hard for him to touch a boob.
Yeah.
And he would never touch a boob. But I got a lot of food out of it.
Yeah.
And he was so mean.
Yep.
And Kelly said something, and it just finally was like, yeah, you're a fucking asshole. And I cried, blah, blah, blah. But that night, I was so drunk, and the morning after, I vomited till no one's business.
You remember?
Because Kelly was here.
Gone. kid, and we get home, and we're like, we need to go out drinking more. And
yeah.
Went to a bar around the corner and got some old styles and took shots of
I don't remember
beer.
That. I don't remember that at all.
Dude.
I remember waking up.
Crying at the bar.
Oh, I remember the girl crying at the bar.
And we kept asking if she was okay.
Yeah, and then I remember waking up to a plate of pizza, rib tips, and french fries on my radiator.
Nice. It's classy.
And the door wasn't even locked.
Oh.
And I was vomiting, and I was like, oh my god, Callie's gonna... I'm not a quiet vomiter.
Right.
I fart when I vomit. I'll just say it.
You'll fart anyways. You don't have to be vomiting.
And I was like, oh god, Kelly is... Because she was in town for Naomi's wedding.
Yeah.
And she didn't hear a single thing. And I made her watch Parks and Rec over and over again.
Oh, it's a great show.
And I was just in bed, and I was just like, oh. And I think I asked you to come cuddle with me.
I love that. That's a great love story. You guys, see, you guys are, this is the newlywed game. This is why you guys are answering this stuff. You guys are doing a good job.
Oh,
doing a really good job.
Thanks, Chris.
The next question was posed towards Kelly.
So,
like, figure out what she answered.
So it's towards me.
Yeah, the question's for you.
So confused.
You'll get it.
Yeah, I got
it. We've only been playing it for 35 minutes, but you'll get it eventually. We asked Kelly earlier, Kelly, is Joaquin Phoenix just misunderstood?
What did she say? I think she said yes.
You know, we're giving you a point. Kelly, what did you say?
I said hermit rappers are always misunderstood.
Exactly.
There you go.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
You get a point.
Oh, thank you. Can I take a bathroom break?
Yes. Yes, you
can.
Another one? I'm going to have one, too.
Kelly, I've been drinking.
I have a Kelly story.
A Kelly story?
I have a Kelly story because we have Kelly Addis here via satellite.
Right.
From Florida. And again, I just want to say, Kelly, thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to be here with us.
No problem. Finish that.
I know you're really busy. You have a show starting, so you're going to be back on stage. People can see you again in Nonsense. Where is Nonsense playing at?
Nonsense will be at the High Springs Community Theater.
From when to when?
June 14th through July.
What?
You have to say, the audio went, it's our fault. It's our connection.
Oh, it went crazy. Okay. It's June 14th through July 7th.
And you are,
okay.
I believe you are Sister Amnesia.
Yes.
Yes.
Kelly, have you had experiences with nuns in your own life, or?
Are you Catholic?
No, I am not Catholic.
Good for you.
My mom was Catholic.
Okay.
My mom has actually played Reverend Mother several times.
That's awesome.
Shows. So, she's very familiar. And actually, like, I played Reverend Mother in a high school show of Nonsense that we did. So, in that aspect, yes, I know nuns. Tony and Tina's, I played nun.
So you know nuns in that you've seen people play them on stage.
Right, and I've researched into them, but I have...
Oh, what kind of research did you do?
Yeah.
Well, you gotta figure, like, Catholicism is all about ritual and and rules. And...
I'm Catholic, you're Catholic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, so, like, the big thing for me was to figure out what are people going to ask me that I need to know? Like, what order are you? I'm Benedictine. You know?
I love that you just want to know everything that you need to know to answer questions. After that, you're done.
I wouldn't say that. You know, like, that, like especially when
that's
you're...
How, yeah, but that's how most Catholics are.
That's how most Catholics are.
So that's fine.
Like, I'm the worst Catholic in the world.
I don't need to know every saint.
Nobody knows. Yeah.
Find things.
What is your confirmation name, Chris?
I didn't do that because I got out. I was going to, but my mother, it's a long story, but my brother almost got a girl pregnant. And then my mom moved us to South America.
Okay.
But I did the communion.
Yeah.
I did confession.
Okay. I didn't pass my confirmation test.
Why didn't you pass? How do you not pass?
Because I'm a horrible Catholic. Because I never liked religion. And when I don't like something, I don't pay attention. But
you're such a rebel.
Sure. but I still was confirmed. But I probably shouldn't have been confirmed. Because I said, our Father who aren't in heaven.
Yeah.
I didn't know the real prayers. And my mom was like, what the fuck? How did you get confirmed? I was like, I don't know. But my confirmation name was Phoebe.
That's a name you can choose, Phoebe?
Because Friends was really popular, and I was like, is there a Saint Phoebe? And they were like, why, yes, there is. I was like, done.
I would have been Peter.
Sure.
Only because the guy I had a crush on's name was Peter. That's the only reason.
Your middle name is Brian.
Brian, yeah.
So it would have been Christopher Brian Robin. No, that's your Facebook name.
That's my Facebook name. Alias.
Christopher Brian Peter, whatever.
Well, my problem with the Catholic Church has always been, from a very young age, I went to a Catholic school.
Oh.
So all my teachers were nuns, and the principal was the head nun. She wasn't just a sister, she was Sister Mary something.
Oh, my father got expelled from Catholic school.
Oh, he must have been bad.
Yeah, he drank the wine.
He must have been bad. My brother was bad. Like, my brother was so bad that after we left the school, the nuns would still call my mother and say, something happened at the school and we think your son was involved. This was like a year after we were gone and they would call my mom.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, it was weird for me because we would have to get up extra early 3 days a week and go sit in church.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some guy at the pulpit, that priest guy, telling me how Christ died for our sins.
Yeah.
And I would just cry. And other kids thought that I was really religious. I was like 7 or 8. They thought I was really into it.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't. I just felt bad. I was like, this guy, like, died? Why did that happen? That's awful. Why did this happen? Somebody should have told him. Like, we're still here. It's fine.
I have two stories about...
Go for it.
Because, like, priests, they make a big speech. And
well,
I don't even know what it's called because I don't remember.
Like a sermon?
Sermon, there you go.
Yeah,
there
thank you, Kelly, the non-Catholic.
The non-Catholic.
The first sermon was 2020 first, really back then, like early 90s, aired the first, like, exorcism.
Yeah.
You know, and that was, like, the priest wanted to talk about it, and he's like, parents of kids younger than 10, have your kids leave. But I was like, Mom, I don't want to leave. I don't want to leave you, Mom. And my mom was like, oh, stay there. It fucked me up. And it still fucks me up to this day. If I think of something, anything like demonic or anything like that,
yeah.
I will immediately, like, pray. I'm like, I'm so sorry. So that fucked me up.
I have a Kelly story. I have a Kelly story, and this
Kelly's
is no.
Like, whatever.
It's a really nice story. It's really quick. Because we have to get back to our game.
We have to get
really
back
quick.
To our game. We get sidetracked so easily, Kelly.
And I don't know if you remember this, Kelly. I think you do, but it's really quick. But our friend Naomi.
Oh yeah.
Naomi Garbett.
Yep.
Recently
Garbett.
Was wed.
A year ago.
Who knows how long that's going to last. It could be ending now.
They're going to have their second child. Is all I can say.
There was a wedding. We all trekked out to the suburbs.
We went to the suburbs.
We put on our snow boots and we made the trek.
Oh my God. God bless Kelly came from Florida.
Kelly showed up like nobody's business.
And Anthony Marsala.
Kelly had to get on a plane.
Yeah.
It was just like a car ride for us, but Kelly got on a plane.
Oh, Kelly,
man.
I'm so glad you came.
Yeah,
it was a good time, man.
It was a great time.
I had a great time. It was a nice wedding. It was a very nice wedding. They kept the ceremony short.
Real short.
God bless her.
Lots of alcohol.
But, and I got to see you and hang out with you. That was great. But you had duties.
Yeah.
And
you went to the bachelorette party.
There was a point where I was kind of, like, lost in a sea of people that I did not know.
At the wedding?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Because
yeah.
I didn't know anybody. I knew you. And
I didn't know anyone either.
I knew you, I knew Matt, and I knew Angela. I didn't want to talk to them. Who wants to talk to Matt and Angela? My God. Shoot me now.
I know. I was like, you can ride in the car. Angela.
And I knew Kelly, but I didn't, like, know Kelly.
Yeah, okay.
But
well, we stayed in a hotel room with her.
But, yeah, before that. But then, before the wedding, as we were, like, everyone was waiting around, I think I either went up to her or she came up to me. But I think I went up to her and I just said, I'm going out to smoke. Do you want to come with me? Because I knew she smoked, and that's always a good way to make a friend. Because smokers are, like, we're an endangered species now.
Yeah.
Because it's not okay to smoke anymore.
Christmas.
Yeah, and everybody yells at you.
But I just asked her to come out with me. And she did, and we just talked. And I had such a nice time.
Such a beer.
As soon as I sat down and talked with Kelly,
oh, yeah.
I was fine. I was like, oh,
yeah.
I don't know anybody, but I know somebody.
I don't know anyone.
And either. As soon as I talked to Kelly, I just felt like everything was fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she was instantly like, oh, I know that girl. I know somebody here. I got a buddy here. We're going to come out and smoke every 20 minutes, and everything's fine.
Yeah.
Yep. Exactly what we did.
And that's the memory for me of Naomi's wedding. So, thank you, Kelly.
I just remember drinking a lot.
Oh, yeah, I drank a lot.
Yeah,
oh, yeah, and then we shared a hotel room together, and Kelly came in the middle of us.
Yes.
And then eventually she left.
Yeah, she was busy.
Yeah, she was a little busy. Whatever. Anyways, we have questions.
We have questions.
Back to the game.
Back to the game.
7 hours later.
A little while ago, we asked Kelly a question. Just again, if you're just joining us, the game is... Carrie, what's the game called?
Bitch! You don't know my life.
Thank you. It's the latest sensation.
Mm-hmm.
It's sweeping the nation.
I just saw it in Canada.
It was just in the red eye. It's exclusive to CarrieBain.com, the podcast.
Please.
Should we just call it the podcast?
We'll
think about it.
Yeah.
We asked Kelly a question earlier. And the question was, Kira, what do you think she said? The question was, do you lie about your age? What'd she say?
Oh, shit, Kelly.
What did I say?
I said she didn't.
Carrie gets a point. Carrie gets a point because Kelly said, nah.
No.
Age is but a number. Besides, I'm perpetually 22 anyway. Your age.
No, I don't either.
But that's interesting because you have to go on auditions sometimes.
Yeah. But you know what? I feel like I still look younger.
You look very young.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have a pen to write this down? No, yeah. I think we both look younger than what we are.
Yeah. Yeah, like I don't feel like I look... Like, I'm older
30. See, I don't even know how old you are.
32.
32?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're
30? 31.
Yeah.
31. Yeah, you're only a year older than me. Chris is texting right now. He's really important.
I'm in talks with NPR. I'm not going to lie to you. I've got a lot of... Walking in, I told you what my situation was. I've got some options.
I will say...
Where's your craft service table? Where are the amenities?
I made you a fucking casserole.
That was a really good casserole, dude.
I know.
No, you know what it was? I love that casserole, but...
Yeah.
your buffalo chicken, that shit, that's amazing. That's fucking magical.
I was going to make that again, but it has so much sodium in it. Salt.
So you said it.
Salt in it. I didn't want it because then I'll end up eating it myself.
You know what I don't get?
Huh?
I don't get people who say I don't like blue cheese. I don't. How do you not like
Kelly
blue cheese?
Kelly Addis, do you like blue cheese?
No, I don't.
I don't get it. I don't get it. You haven't had it the right way.
I've had it every way.
I can understand not liking it in a situation, but there's going to be a place and a time where blue cheese is exactly
amazing.
Perfect.
And
we're going to get to why you're wretched later, but we've got a question.
You need to drink that beer-wine combination so you can have an actual beer.
Yes, ma'am.
God, a good one, because it's a good beer.
Kelly Addis.
Yes.
Oh, Kelly Addis, do you have a middle name?
I do.
Nicole.
Oh. Okay.
I knew that.
Yep.
Kelly Nicole Addis. We asked Carrie Bain a question earlier today. And we asked her, are old people the worst? What did she say?
I think she finds younger people more the worst than older people. So
wrong. You're wrong. You are wrong.
Well, can I? You are so wrong. Can I give Kelly half a point?
You can't because
please.
You put it down in black and white.
She gave me half a point. I'll
hear your explanation.
I'd love to give Kelly half a point because I think young people are horrible.
But you didn't mention young people in your answer. Do you want me to read your answer, or do you want to read it?
But can I say I wanted to mention young people in my answer?
But you didn't.
But I wanted to.
There's a lot of things I wanted to do. If I was 5'11", I would be in Milan right now modeling for Calvin Klein.
Just give Kelly half a point, because you gave me half a point.
I'll give her half a point.
Because she knows me. Yeah. No, I would love to get... I hate old people, but yet I love them at the same time.
Let me read you what Carrie said. And this is, we're going to have to get into this.
Yeah.
Old people are horrible, except for my grandparents.
I love my grandma and grandpa.
Case in point.
Yep.
I was at a bar tonight.
At that night.
And I had to climb between two fatty fat.
And I'm fat. They were just fat.
Old guys who were both wearing wedding rings.
Wedding rings.
And they attempted to hit on me while they sneezed in my face.
They fucking were sneezing in my PBR.
Period. No. Gross. Period.
They were sneezing in my PBR because all I had was $5.
Were you in a crack house? What were you doing?
Let me get serious.
Face?
Yeah, this old guy was like facing this other old guy and he kept going, "Hachoo, I'm sorry, hachoo, I'm sorry." And my face was like, I was like, this is gross.
Next question.
Okay.
We gave Kelly half a point at your insistence.
I think she deserved a half a point.
Earlier today, we asked Kelly a question, a very important question, very, very personal.
Uh-huh.
Kelly, we asked, multiple sex toys or just one good one? What did she say?
Oh, shit. I would say Kelly would probably say one good one.
Oh, blammo! Yeah. Kelly, would you like to read your complete answer? Because I love that answer.
You only need one and then run it into the ground.
Yes! And Kelly, just to clarify, can I just say, I thought that was the most fantastic answer of any question of all time. What does running it into the ground entail?
Till it doesn't work anymore.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Until it stops doing what it needs to do.
I love it. Great answer.
The same level with Kel.
Oh, guys, I have to ask you something.
Okay.
I feel really bad.
No.
I know I shouldn't feel bad, but I do. I yelled at an old person. I know you're not supposed to. I know they're old. I know you're supposed to be nice. I know this. I lost my cool and I yelled. And I feel bad, and the next time I see him, I'm going to apologize and be really nice, but at my job, I work with a large group of people. And there's like about maybe 20% of the people are really old people who have been working there for a long time. Mm-hmm. And some of these people don't speak English. And I am in charge of explaining to them their benefits and whatever. And this old guy who's been there for 27 years is like 80 and can't lift a spoon. He called in the other day and... my boss is basically trying to fire him. He's old, he can't do his job, but he can't officially fire him, so he has to look for reasons to fire him. So they just changed the schedule to 6 days a week. And this guy is like 60-something. Mm. So I was in charge of calling him to say, you now have to work 6 days a week, Saturdays included.
Oh, that's horrible.
And... this guy is difficult anyways. He's on a good day. He's difficult. He's just difficult. And I called him and I was like, listen, just so you know, this is not my decision. I have nothing to do with this. I am just telling you, this is what our boss said. I am relaying the message. You are to work 6 days a week, Saturdays included. This is your schedule.
That's horrible.
And he was like, I can't do that. I was like, I know. Take it up with him. Talk to him on Monday. That's when he's here. He's like, no, that's ridiculous. I'm not working on Saturdays. How dare you? I'm sick. I'm old. I'm sick. I'm like, Rodolfo, I know. It's horrible. He's an asshole. I know he's an asshole. He was like, no, I want you to tell... I was like, I'm not telling him anything. I can't. I don't... That's not my job. I'm telling you, that's my job. That's it. I'm sorry. It sucks. I know. I can't. That if you don't come in, I understand. But that's what's happening. And he was like, no. And he was like, my doctor. And then my schedule. And I'm old. My knee! And then at some... And I let him for 5 minutes. And then I was just like, I can't. And I was like... I raised my voice. And I hated that I did that, but... I went nutso, and I was like... This conversation is over. I am not speaking to you anymore. My job is to tell you what your schedule is. After that, I'm done. Don't ever call me again about this. If you want to talk about this again, talk to your boss. I don't care if he doesn't speak English. Call somebody else who speaks Spanish. I will never talk with you about this ever again because I can't deal with this anymore ever again. This is not my job. I don't get paid to do this. If I got paid to do this, I would. I don't. Don't call me again. And I hung up and I felt so bad, but... I just couldn't. I couldn't. I wish, and I told my boss, and he was like, I know, it's fine, but I felt bad because he was old, but I didn't know what else to do.
Yeah. You just push your button the wrong way.
What do you do? Like, I don't know. Like, what do you do?
You know, there's a certain point to where you got to look at people as human beings, period, and
yeah. If
somebody's not treating you with respect, then... they don't deserve your respect either. That's how I view it.
So, Kelly, when somebody, like, doesn't treat you with respect, basically you punch them in the face.
Yep. Right in the nose.
Blammo!
Uh-huh. And I say that, too. That's funny. You brought it up. Like, hey, Mo.
No. You're probably really nice to people.
Huh?
You're probably really nice to people.
Oh, no, I'm a bitch.
That's not true.
Oh, I'm so bitchy.
Are you really?
I really am.
Are you, like, the bitchy receptionist?
I can be sometimes. It depends on how much sleep I have. But I think, I don't know, my demeanor has changed since I've been here. So I can't judge myself.
We've got a game to play. We're almost done. Okay, just
whatever.
Two questions away.
Kelly's over this already. You can just tell.
I'm so old. I'm just way past my bedtime.
If you believe Kelly, just let us know.
Almost done. Just two more questions. Just to it's a tiebreaker.
Finish the game. Okay. I'm not a quitter.
Exactly.
Unless I'm quitting cigarettes or caffeine or sugar.
We asked bread. Once again, what's the game called?
Bitch, you don't own my life.
It's it's a national sensation. It's sweeping the nation.
I can't believe how far it's gone.
Where's it heard on? Where can you find that game?
CarrieBain.com.
CarrieBain.com. Podcast.
Podcast it up.
And tonight we are lucky enough to play this game with Kelly Addis.
Kelly Addis from Florida.
Who is going to be back on stage after an absence. Back on stage in Florida. Kelly. Kelly's going to be. Kelly's going to be a nonsense. A Broadway sensation.
Sister and me.
Kelly, where's the show at?
This will be at the High Springs Community Theater in High Springs, Florida.
From what day to what day can we see you?
June?
Will be June 14th through July 7th.
Who are you playing, Kelly?
I will be playing Sister Amnesia.
And Kelly, are you going to get naughty with it?
Wait, what?
Are you going to get naughty with the part, or is it just...
There's a little bit of naughtiness, but it doesn't come from my character technically.
Love it. That's good enough for me.
Yeah.
Here we go. I mean, you haven't drank the wine beer combo because it's disgusting.
I've been drinking.
Anyways.
The next question is for Kelly.
Okay.
Is it? I don't know. Maybe. We'll see.
Hold on.
Oh, yes, it is for Kelly.
It's for Kelly about Carrie?
It's for Kelly about Carrie.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no. I think it's the other way around.
It's about for Kelly Carrie for Carrie.
About Kelly.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
We asked Kelly a question earlier.
Okay.
What did she answer?
I don't know.
What is the last movie that you cried during? What did Kelly say?
Oh, shit.
You're not going to guess this one.
I probably not. The only thing I think of, because she just said she went to Iron Man 3D.
Wrong. Kelly, what's the answer?
Lincoln.
Oh, God bless you.
Oh, that was so long.
Can I just say that after listening to this podcast, I think people wouldn't necessarily connect Kelly with crying at Lincoln. And I love that she has layers. I love that Kelly has layers.
She has layers.
Kelly has layers.
Lots of them.
Chris, I love that you like to kiss my ass.
No, you are a multi-dimensional character, my friend.
No.
Where did you cry?
Yeah, where did you cry?
It was the assassination.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, everyone cries at that. Never mind.
Yeah.
Like, went up to it.
Yeah.
Never mind.
That was
I know it's kind of like the Titanic, you know, like you know what's gonna happen, but you're kind of like sad about it anyways.
Do you think Daniel Day-Lewis deserved the Oscar?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Fair enough.
So good.
I'll give you that. Final question. This is to break the tie.
Oh.
We asked Carrie Bain earlier this evening. Carrie Bain. Uh-huh. Boxers or briefs? What did she say?
She likes guys with beards.
Oh, yeah.
So, I would imagine that guys with beards would wear boxers more than they would briefs.
And you're wrong. You are wrong.
I would give her half a point.
We'll give her half a point.
Half a point.
But, Kiri, would you like to...
I said I like boxer briefs.
Because you're a weirdo.
Because I'm weird.
Because you don't like to make a decision.
I like to make a decision. But I also said at this point in my life, I will take anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are tallying up the scores.
I felt like guys with briefs would be like 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tidy-whities.
Kiri won.
I totally won.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Blammo.
And I know her.
Yeah,
I'm
whatever.
Whatever,
it's fine.
You won. You're
I won.
Winner.
What did I win?
You know Kelly. You can marry her, but she can't marry you.
That's weird.
Give me some wine. Kelly, thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you, Kelly. We have to have you again.
A phenomenal guest.
Yeah.
You know why? Because you talk. And that's always something we look in.
No, it's hard to get in between you two because you guys have such a rapport together, and I like listening to what you guys have to say.
Kelly.
Thank you.
But I'm glad I could contribute in some small way.
Oh, you contributed in a big way.
A very big way.
Yeah.
Once again, Kelly is going to be in Nonsense.
Nonsense.
Where is Nonsense playing at, Kelly?
High Springs Community Theater.
From when to when?
July.
June 14th. Until July
7th.
My God, if you haven't bought tickets yet, for the love of God, buy tickets.
You're crazy.
Yep.
Well, this is a Chicago stage actress.
Yes.
If you're going to see Nonsense, for the love of God, see it now. Kelly, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for being on the show.
We're going to have you back in 2 months.
Bye.
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 You
too.
I don't wear condoms. I'm not. Bear back.
Okay, bye.